This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day Savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day Savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What's up, everyone? It's Tori.
And Denisa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
Today on the podcast, we are joined by fan favorite Ryan Kehoe.
Yes, and we get into his time on Fresh Meat, coming back for All Stars, and what it was like playing tic-tac-toe with balls of fire. So we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
His original show was Fresh Meat. You've seen him on Gauntlet 3, The Island, Duel 2, Fresh Meat 2, and most recently, All Stars 2. Please welcome Guy Liner, beautiful man himself, Ryan Kehoe.
Yeah!
Hello! Hello, my beautiful ladies. I love you all very much.
We're so happy to have you on the podcast. We got a little snippet of you on the podcast from a previous interview. You like popped in there real quick and like it was enjoyable. We've been waiting to have you on the show. We would love to know, what is going on in your life right now? How are you? Where are you? What are you wearing? You know what I mean? Give us the deets.
I'm literally wearing a robe. I put pants on just in case a visual thing happened. I knew it was going to be like an audio situation. But yeah, I put on pants for you two just to Thank be you. Like a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. I would just like robe if I could.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm robing. Robing all the way.
I love when you're robing. What have you been doing since you've been home?
Since All Stars 2?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I literally like moved. I lived in the same apartment for like 18 years across the street from where I live now. But I had two roommates, huge Upper West Side apartment, 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom.
And Jesus.
I moved to my own place for the first time at 40 years old. I'm living alone. So when I came back from All Stars 2, I literally had all of my shit in the bedroom, just like kind of piled up. So I came home from Mexico after the mindfuck, that is the challenge always, and was like, okay, and this is my new apartment. I live alone now. Now it's time to like take the couch off the bed and make it a home. So I've just like slowly been making a home for myself.
So like, I have to know, like, did you plan on moving out prior to doing All Stars, or was living with 30 people enough for you to realize that you needed to completely be by yourself? And then when you came home, you left.
No, my lease was up and both of my roommates have like significant others that they wanted to move in with. And I'm like, yo, I'm not trying at 40 years old to find two new Columbia graduate students to move in. Like, it's time to find your own place, Ryan. Like, grow a pair. So I came back from the show obviously like excited to like have my own space, because you know the bunk bed situation, which not is situation great. In French.
I can't. And also Spanish.
And Spanish. Sure.
Wow, you're trilingual.
You know me. Picked that up in Mexico on All Stars 2. I've just been adjusting to like living alone, and it's been wonderful. Like, initially it was lonely, and I was like, even though I don't ever want roommates again in my life, I like the noise of other people's like clutter. It was kind of comforting. because I just shut my door. And now it's like the only clutter I hear is my own brain. So it's been good. It's been really good.
It's nice to not have to look in the dish, like in the sink, and be like, that motherfucker.
Totally.
I know that's their fork. Now it's just like, oh, shit, that's my dish. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, my
like,
God. Anissa.
It's a whole different. I mean, I've lived by myself for a long time. I love it. It does get lonely. That's why I have a smaller space. So it feels like cozy.
Yes.
I've had houses by myself. Like, that's too much space for a young lady in the city.
And you can't, like, hate on the crumb that's on the kitchen floor because you're like, that's my crumb.
Yep. You did that.
When someone leaves a tampon in the toilet, you're like, it's mine. It's mine. Yep. I know it's mine. Can't blame it on anyone else.
Ryan's tampons.
Can't blame it on my cat. Yeah. I get it. Do you think that living with roommates has made you, like, a really, like, great housemate on the challenge?
I'm a really good cohabitator, but as much as I'm an extrovert, I'm so introverted. Like, I like to be alone. I like to binge watch a show. I like to be in my robe.
So
I love that. I'd love to see this robe if you could just send me pictures after the
podcast. I certainly will. With or without pants.
Oh, spicy.
Sans pants.
Okay.
We know each other well. We know each other well enough to do this.
I can't believe this is going down on the podcast.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Don't be sorry. I mean, this is the most action we've had in a while.
Well, this is speak for yourself.
Wow.
No, Anissa gets knees deep. Let's be real.
Oh, in your business about what you were doing before you got that call before All Stars 2. Ryan, let us know. Walk us through getting that initial call. Did you immediately say yes, or did you have to think about it?
So what was really weird was it was January of 2021, and Derek Kaczynski, who I love and adore, asked me if I could do a podcast for Challenge Mania. And I was like, yeah, but it's been like 11 years. Like, I haven't dove into that, like, memory part of my brain of, like, what my experience was on the challenge. He called me, like, I want to say it was January 4th. No, you know what it was? It was Mark Long. Mark Long DM'd me on Instagram. Would you be interested in doing this show? It's kind of like a reboot of the challenge, but it's going to be something like All Stars, like people that haven't done a show in 10 plus years.
So you're talking about All Stars 1,
yes,
your initial call for that. Okay.
Because I got called for that, and I wound up being an alternate for that. So I went to Argentina. It was me, Casey Cooper, Kahada, Sophia, and Heather.
Cook.
Yes, Cook. Fucking Cook. Who was awesome. I didn't know who she was. Listen, call me narcissistic, but I've not seen a single show that I wasn't on. Like, you know,
I think that's a lot of us, though.
Yeah, is it normal? Is that a thing?
I mean,
yeah, I think if you're not a fan of reality TV show as much, like if you're not a part of it, I don't know. Like, I didn't watch Real World that much, but I was on it, you know?
Well, I watched when 9/11 happened because I lived in New York and that was my first day of college.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I remember like just watching.
That's a crazy first day.
Yeah.
But I was sad because you were an alternate. We FaceTimed in prison, also known as our Argentinian hotel.
Yes. Oh my God.
We
were sneaking cigarettes around. Ruthie was like Dr. Strange, just like.
It was like prison. We were making like different contraptions to like send it from room to room. Like if somebody needed a lighter, we put it in a mask, we put it on string and a belt.
That's the challenge.
Be really inventive. I think that really Tori, set us up like for prison. Any challenge.
That's the real challenge. Smuggling cigarettes from hotel balconies while in quarantine.
Yes. Yes. It was.
So you don't get on All Stars 1. A lot of us are bummed, myself included. I think maybe the most. Were you like, if they call me again, I'm going to go?
Well, yeah. Like, to me, honestly, a paycheck is a paycheck. And I work in production, but like behind the scenes now. So... it was a challenge on All Stars 2 to like have a camera in my face because I'm usually behind the camera directing everything. So I felt very much wanting to control the narrative, because I'm like, I'm actually going to run the show. That's kind of how I went into it, just being like, I'm just going to be on the sidelines and I'm going to observe. But like, yeah, it was very strange, but the paycheck is the paycheck. And Issa, you know, it's like, and Tori, you know, like,
I do.
Yep.
I do know.
I'll take that check and I'll
wait,
do my
best.
Wait,
so what are you doing in production?
I produce a lot of like commercial and editorials, and I'm basically like the coordinator on set. Like,
that's awesome. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
I kind of like bullshitted my way behind the scenes because I was a little privy to how production works from the camera. And I just kind of like parlayed that into, hey, fake it till you make it. And then I made it. And so
I love that.
I'm freelance. Like, you know, I don't want a 9-to-5 kind of deal. I'll take big jobs that are multiple days, but I don't want to do a show or a commercial or a shoot that's more than like 7 days. Cause then I'm
I mean, but that's good that you have that experience. Even though you were out of the game for so long, you know what it's like being in production. So I'm sure that you felt like you had an upper hand going into it because you were used to what it's like being on a set, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And did you ever try to grab a camera out of a cameraman's hand? Honestly, have you thought about it?
No, but I've definitely given a hand job to a cameraman.
What? Oh my God. The challenge XXX podcast dropping this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Holy sorry, not shit. Sorry.
That's how we trained for the show.
Yeah, no wonder why your first show was Fresh Meat. You was sexual deviant.
Oh my God.
How many people make that joke? Right? The fresh meat joke? Come on.
Oh, this meat is like fucking rotten.
Oh, God.
The challenge, rotten meat.
Gross.
Hashtag I'm 40. Okay. And I've never given a hand job to a cameraman while working. It's
while off camera. Working.
It's only been after hours.
Yes, off the clock, separate. Yep.
I'm so dead. I can't handle you guys. All right. Well, besides off camera handies, did you train at all physically? Were you running up mountains? Did you have a camelback with you on a treadmill while you were at Planet Fitness?
I was not, but I did work out for me, which is like running in the park, Central Park in New York.
That's a nice run.
Yeah. I would run and I would do like very mild Pilates, but I'm not like pushing boulders against CT's inverted dick. Sorry. Sorry, he's such a fucking tool. And yes, he deserves to win. He deserves to win because he trains hard. He's built like a brick. He's Paul Bunyan, but I find him to be the most vile human being in the world.
This is just
wow.
This is a personal take on it. And you know what?
We're here for it.
We knew that you were going to come on and speak truth, but you said what you felt and you gave it to us raw.
Yeah, and I don't know him on a personal level. I will say that like the last interaction I had with him was DM's memorial service, and he was kind and he was emotional. Everyone was emotional, of course.
It was a mess. That was a horrible day.
It was a horrible day. Do I think that he has a good bone in his body? Yes. Have I seen it often? No. Do I think he deserves to win all the big money? Yes, because he wins. That's really what the challenge is. You got to just like persevere. But do I think he's a dirty dick fuck? Yes. I don't like him. I really don't. I don't like him.
Dirty I can't say that about fuck. Him. He just gave me $50,000 on the last show for coming in second place. So it would be the world's worst thing of me to ever speak badly on him ever in my life. But I am appreciative of you coming on here and speaking your truth about it. I think that everyone's opinions are welcomed here on the Challenge Podcast.
I think knowing people longer too, you experience different sides of them, especially in the evolution of humans.
Very true.
You know, Tori would have called me a dick fuck. or dirty hole troll.
Oh, God.
6 years ago or 7 years ago, whenever it was, 6 years ago, you probably would have said that. And now, you know.
Yeah.
I was a devil. Now I'm an angel baby from God.
Yes.
Yeah. We've all experienced so many people in so many different years of their lives on this show because this challenge has been on for so long. But it's safe to say that, you know, you've come back after all of these years. And obviously, certain people weren't on the show. But was there anybody you were excited to see on All Stars 2 when you got into the cast house?
For season 2, once I realized who was on, I'm like, oh my God, I've done a show with 22 out of 24 of these people. So it was kind of like, I don't know, like a college reunion of some sorts, but everyone's like in their 40s or their 50s. They have husbands, wives, children, divorced, been through like the real shit, the post-reality hangover of life, just like experiences. God. So it was really just nice. I was honestly, because I had only done one show with her, like kind of like, oh, Tina, really? I was so pleasantly surprised that I connected with Tina so hardcore.
She's great.
I love
so
her.
So many people have said that.
I love her so
Tina's
much.
Tina's fun.
Yeah.
She's so fun. She really is. Like, she comes off as like a Rottweiler, but like, she's not. She's really a sweetheart. She's a sweetie pie. And we spent time in New York together post show, and I talk to her on the regular. I love Tina. She's awesome.
So, what do you think the biggest difference is? I mean, coming from what was your last show?
Fresh Me Too. Me Too, yeah.
So, going from the second meet to All Stars, what would be the biggest difference, you think?
I think when I did Fresh Meat 2, I didn't know that that was going to be my last show for a minute, so I kind of felt like me being a Fresh Meat 1er, like to begin with, and then ending with Fresh Meat 2, like passing a torch, like, have fun, Cara Maria. Here you go. You're a star. We know it. I saw it. I mean, that's why I kind of collaborated to get her eliminated in the first episode with Darrell, because I was like, yo, this girl is gonna run the shit because she's strong as hell. And then she went off to do what, I don't know, 20 challenges post Fresh Me Too. So coming back, it just felt like a camaraderie. Like, I didn't have like a paranoia, am I gonna get eliminated, am I gonna get thrown in, I'm like one of the weaker guys. Like, I didn't have that sense of fear going into All Stars 1 and 2. Well, 1 being an alternate, but 2 even competing physically. I don't know. I didn't have fear. That was the difference. Because, you know, when you start doing these shows, you're like, oh, who's talking about me? Why is the room silent when I walk in? Like, okay, you guys collaborating to get rid of me? Cool. This time I was just like, I'm just going to fucking be myself, be like naked 40-year-old Brian and just have fun. That was the biggest difference. And I had fun. I really had fun.
Did you bring your robe?
I didn't bring my robe because it was Mexico.
Yeah.
All right. Thought maybe you could have brought a thinner version and just like, or a linen robe.
No, I was pretty much naked the entire time, which is just kind of who I am when it's warm.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
I wish we would have saw more of that.
Well, once you get old enough, Tori, maybe you can join Senior Citizens.
Oh, God, Anissa. God.
I think, honestly, like, when I saw your season, Anissa, of Real World, and you always being topless or naked or in your thong or whatever, like, there was so much, like, blurring out that it had to be had in Chicago. I was
$35,000
like, worth. Yes. I was very inspired because that's how I live my life in real time. And I was like, this girl just doesn't give a flying fuck. She's going to be who she
is. I was in my bathroom. Wasn't going to go fully dressed to the shower.
Yep.
Yeah, how many times I have to explain that one? Yeah. It's so weird. Bring all my clothes to the shower. For what?
Air out the undercarriage. You know what I'm saying?
So I went to summer camp for 6 years. You thought that we were fucking, they made fun of the girls that were like, I'm going to go change in the other room. They were like, you're weird. We're all girls. I mean, in this sense, we weren't all girls, but I didn't give a shit. Anywho, this isn't about me. This is about you, Ryan.
Okay. Okay. But I like it being about you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I want to know what it was like, because if people don't know, Fresh Meat, just to reiterate, yeah. You guys come on to a challenge not knowing anyone.
Yeah.
Doing Fresh Meat. How was that? And was it the same process? Like, were you auditioning for Real World?
No, I actually auditioned for Road Rules. I was 24. I see a commercial because that's when I had cable, because it was that time of life. And it was like, if you want to be on the next Road Rules, go to MTV.com. I went to MTV.com. There was an open casting for Road Rules the following morning at 7 a.m. So I got there at 6 a.m. with my faux hawk from 2005. And
I was like, faux hawk.
That was the thing, right?
Mm-hmm. It was.
I showed up at 6 a.m. I was in like the first group of 30 people. They took us in like, in groups of 30. It was at a strip club that obviously wasn't an active strip club during the day at 6 o'clock in the morning. And we sat at the table and they put like a stick in the middle of the table. And they're like, we're just going to like throw out a topic. It's your job to grab the stick and say what you say. And I was the second person to grab the stick out of a group of 30. And the topic was sex. I grabbed the stick and I said, I only sleep with straight men.
Ooh.
I mean, at that time, that was pretty much true. Like now I just get off where I can. But no, like I was like, that was my ammo. Like being that like gay kid in the 90s in high school, like I always desired what I couldn't have and also wanted control over. Oh, you're straight? Well, I'm going to turn you for a day. That was my MO back then. Not anymore at all. But that was when the producer, casting director, tapped me on the shoulder after that and was like, can you stay for a minute? So moral story was I auditioned for Road Rules and then I got cast, but then Road Rules got pulled out. So they were like, do you want to audition for Real World? And I was like, what do I have to do? They were like, you have to make a tape, you have to send it in. Completely different audition process. And then they were like, or would you like to do this new challenge where you don't go on Road Rules or Real World, you just literally get thrown in there on a challenge? And I was like, do I have to do anything for that? And they were like, no, I mean, like, you're cast if you want to go. And I was like, throw me on the show. Cool.
So Melinda chose you as her partner during Fresh Meat. What was it like being reunited with her on All Stars?
I fucking live for Melinda. I honestly thought when I was partnered with her, I'm like, she's beautiful, obviously, and she's kind. But like, I was like, I don't, we'll see how far this goes. And she was also really in it with Danny. Like, they were basically Fresh Meat as far as challenges go. It was like Danny and Wes and Melinda and Johanna. It was all their first season of doing a challenge. And she was so attached to Danny that when he got eliminated first with Evelyn, she just kind of resigned, I think, after that. she's such a different human being now. Like, she's so fucking badass.
I honestly,
she was like the best thing that happened on Fresh Me Too. Her and Leah were my like two people that I keep in touch with. But I love Melinda so much. She's like, she's actually a really good competitor. And I think that like not being with Danny and being a mom now, like she's got that oomph.
She crushed it this season. I mean, absolutely crushed it. And it was awesome to watch her compete. What was your favorite season that you've done of the challenge? Because you've done six, right? Including All Stars.
Six or seven. Six. Six, if you include being an alternate for All Stars 1-7. But yes, six. I would say, honestly, my favorite season competitively, strategically, social game, physical game, was probably Fresh Meat 2. I feel like I went out with a bang, but like life experience wise, All Stars 2 is my favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I made like rekindled friendships that like I didn't even know existed. You know, like Casey and I were both on Fresh Meat 1. And then we were alternates in All-Stars 1, and then we competed in All-Stars 2. And she, you know, she was 18 when I met her. I was 24, so I was like, all right, little girl, bye-bye. Oh. And then, like, seeing her as a grown woman and now being a mother and a wife and, like, 35, I'm like, you, like, have graduated into womanhood. You know, it's just, it's different when you're a kid. Yeah.
What did you learn about yourself being on All Stars 2 now that, you know, the challenge has changed so much and obviously so much time has gone on?
Well, I realized that I'm older because they're still making us do the same crazy shit. They, you know, they tried to sell it to me like, it's going to be like summer camp reunion. Are you kidding me? No, you're still jumping off fucking moving vehicles. You're still jumping off buildings. You're still like drowning in water that's freezing cold. Like, you know, they're doing the same shit. So I think I just feel a little more, I feel older. Like, it's still hard to do this shit.
There's got to be, was there any like good takeaway from it all besides obviously all the friendships that you've rekindled and that you started, but like, was there anything else that you feel like you've discovered, even though you weren't on that long?
I wasn't. No, I know. So on that given day, when I had to go into elimination, my team was fighting of like who the guy and girl captain would be, because if you lost, you automatically go into elimination. But if you win, you get like a lifesaver for that, you know, particular elimination. And the guys on my side, like, I looked at my team and I was like, oh my God, these are the smallest people, including myself. I'm like, this is a really, like, and it wasn't even like people moved from one side to the other. It was just like where you were standing determined what team you're on. I was like, all right, I got MJ. That's cool. Yeah. So the guys on my team were fighting over like who was going to be team captain, because they looked at how we were stacked and it didn't look great. And I just like raised my hand because I'm like, you know what? I'll be team captain. Fuck it. Better to do it early on in the competition with the possibility of winning than like waiting till the end. And we lost by like a few minutes. Like, we literally were like so behind and then caught up. And then they were like, oh shit. And I'm like, we can win this thing. And then we didn't. Fucking puzzles.
Puzzles are great. You know what's not great? Fire. I don't know how you did it. I would have been scared. Like, are you sure my hair products are not going to then catch on fire?
Right.
Oh my God. They lubed me up like it was 1989 in the West Village. I was so covered in like flame retardant stuff.
Oh my God. I was going to make a really corny pun and I'm going to throw it in there.
Do it.
Being team captain backfired. Okay. So corny. But it did. Because then obviously you have to go into this elimination where you do this tic-tac-toe against Kahuta. And I mean, what, like, God. And it was so close. You know, it was just like one tiny little mistake.
I know. I know.
So it was like, what's your feeling about that?
You know, if I could go against anyone on that particular season, it would be, I would want to lose to Kahata because he is such a gentleman and he's such a genuine human being. Like, actually, we were texting yesterday. He's just, I don't know, like, just like Kahata from another mudda, whatever you want
to call it. Oh, I love that. Kahata from another mudda. That's really funny.
I mean, I did think, like, I had a good chance to beat him because I'm, like, larger than him. But we never know what the elimination's going to be.
Yeah.
And when we walk into the arena, I see the metal things. I'm not thinking tic-tac-toe. I'm thinking they're going to bring out gross shit for us to eat and beat each other in which I was nervous because I'm like, Kahata lives in Montana and he eats like elk dick, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they were like, tic-tac-toe, but the twist is it's going to be on fire. I had no problem with the fire element of it. It was more the hazmat suit that they put us in because it was in the jungle, middle of the night in Mexico, bugs, goggles that are fogged up from the fire. And it's just like, I didn't have my actual body. It's like they put me in a hazmat suit that was like too small for me. So I couldn't run as fast as I normally would. There was a lot of elements, but there's no way to like train for that, you know?
Right. No. I mean, like those things really do, they're so chancy in a way because one wrong decision in the middle of a game that's obviously heated, no pun intended, it's difficult to like keep your head on straight.
Tori's got the puns. Sorry.
I'm just coming in with them, baby. I'm coming in with them. But it was so unfortunate to see you leave this early in the season, you know? And it's a joy watching you, and it was sad. Is there or was there a part of you that was a little relieved because you didn't get too invested into the game, or was it hard to leave the show that early?
I was really sad to leave so early. No one wants to go home like second or first. It also, behind the scenes, they did show a little bit of it, but Derek and I rekindled our friendship, and obviously he was going through what he was going through with losing his sister and then losing his father 6 months prior to that. So I shared a room with him and Janelle, which was like the only room that didn't have bunk beds. It was actually the best room in the house.
Ah, the adult room.
It was a great room. We had our own private balcony. It was like the air conditioning was on point. Like we had like good hot water when we showered. Everyone else was like miserable in other rooms. But I can tell you that Derek is like one of my best friends in the world. We had not seen each other since he kind of jumped on the challenge train as I was exiting. So we met in New York a few times, but I love that man so much. I really love Derek, and just being in private conversations with him about his sister passing and just having cry sessions off camera. And actually, what I will say about production is that they very much gave Derek his privacy until he was ready to talk about it. So any conversation that him and I had, like cry sessions in the front yard by the beach, it was just us. We were able to like take our mics off, and he got in there and I cried with him. And I don't know that he's really been the biggest gift of All Stars too, I will say.
Oh, he is an amazing person.
I know. Yeah. I love
Mason
D. He's so
fun. I miss him. I love Mason D too. We're going to have to go visit him.
Yeah.
Would you say that your most proud moment from All Stars was getting really close with Derek again, or was it something else?
I would say that Derek has been the biggest gift of coming back on the show. Absolutely. Strangely enough, even though I voted her into elimination,
Leah
and I are like thick as thieves. She's come to visit me in New York a handful of times since we filmed. I love that girl. Like, she can't carry a coffin, and I make fun of her for that always. But she's a good apple too, man. Like, she just cracks me up. We're actually kind of codependent. We talk every day. FaceTime every day.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm pro that.
You get Leah, right, Anissa?
I don't know if I've ever met her, but I feel like we'd get along. I'm just saying, like, I talk to my friend every day, I FaceTime him.
Yeah.
You need people like that in your life.
Yeah, because Tori doesn't answer when I FaceTime her. She's like, too busy.
I'm usually walking my cat.
Yeah, just all fucking day. 20 hours in a day, my cat.
Meow. Wait, Tori, who is your bestie from the show? Obviously, you do this podcast with Anissa.
Anissa, for sure.
Yeah.
Anissa's somebody I talk to often. And then Devin, who I call Dave, is another person that I talk to a lot. We both came from Are You the One, different seasons, and then we met on a spinoff of that show, and then somehow it's transitioned over into this. But, I mean, when you find people on the show, you hold on to them tight because
it's
you love them, you know? And you share an experience that nobody else has experienced, so it's a very interesting friendship, and,
there's that love and the jokes, and it's just, you love them like they're your favorite. It's like a whole different kind of love. It's not like a regular friend. It's like a super friend.
It's the only friend that would really understand why you gave the cameraman a hand job.
or if you even slept with one of them.
Oh, shit. Ruh-roh.
Tori's on fire, like tic-tac-toe.
Hey!
Hey!
Aw, Ryan, it's literally been amazing having you on the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're very welcome, of course.
I can't wait to get those robe shots. Ryan, where can we follow you on social media? How can we support you?
My Instagram handle is Ryan Kehoe 5, RyanKehoe 5. And then, if you type in Ryan Kehoe on Facebook, this is what's really funny. Just a tidbit before we leave this conversation. If you Google Ryan Kehoe MTV, it comes up Ryan Kehoe MTV death. I'm like, guys, I'm still here. I'm not dead.
Oh, my God. You're not dead?
No.
That's insane.
The rumor.
We're going to have to call somebody after this, after we get off this podcast. We probably should make a call.
Jesus.
Ryan Kehoe 5 for my Instagram, and then just type in Ryan Kehoe on Facebook.
Perfect.
Well, folks, send Ryan all the love. Slide in his DMs. All in there. Straight guys, you too.
Yep.
Everybody go show Ryan some love, and thank you, Ryan, for spending your morning with us.
Of course. I love you both.
Bye, Ryan. Love you.
Sending you light and love. Okay.
Mwah. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What a sugar bear. You know, Ryan is just such an angel, and I wish he had more time on All Stars, but I loved talking to him. Anissa, what did you think?
I mean, Ryan has been a longtime friend of mine. He is always a good time and looks damn good in eyeliner.
What a cutie, man.
He is. And he's a good friend, and he's loyal, and he speaks his mind. And I really think we all need a little bit of that in reality TV and in our lives.
Yeah, 100%. Anissa, where can we hear you speak your mind? What's your social plug? Give us the plug, Anissa.
My social plug? My anal plug?
Oh, God.
My plug is... His name is... No, you guys can... His name, like the plug...
Oh, not I thought you were like named your butt plug. I'm like, that is getting a little crazy. Jesus.
Silly. His name's. You can follow me
on Instagram and Anesa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A-M-T-V. Tori, where can we follow you and show you some love? Send some listener questions.
Yeah, definitely only send listener questions. You can follow me at Tori_Deal on Instagram. But if you liked this episode, more importantly than following me on Instagram, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It means the world to us.
Yes, it does. And we'll see you back here next Friday for an all new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.